You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
I want to explore organ donation with my listeners today. 3.5 years ago, my husband was killed in a hit-and-run cycling accident. And I made the decision within mere hours of being told that he no longer had brain activity to pursue organ donation. Now, what I will tell you is that it was not front and center because nobody brought it up to me. And thankfully, he and I had had numerous discussions about if either one of us were to die, we wanted someone to have the gift of life. There are 109,000 men, women, and children as of September 2020 waiting on organ transplants. Just over 39,000 transplants were performed in 2019, and 17 people die each and every day waiting for an organ transplant. Every 9 minutes, another person is added to the transplant list. And only 3 in 1,000 people die in a way that allows for organ donation. So let me explain what went on with my husband. My husband was hit on his bike by a hit and run driver who was distracted on a Thursday afternoon around 5 p.m. I was notified about 45 minutes later, and about 2 hours after that, my daughters, their husbands, my parents, and myself were all at the hospital. Now, during that time, no one mentioned anything about organ donation. I didn't ask because I was asking about his condition, his chances of survival, and what were the chances that he was going to get up and walk out of the hospital. Now, my husband was very healthy. He didn't take any medications. He had no health conditions other than being colorblind. He really had nothing that would limit him to be able to give an organ. And there's no age limit to organ donation. And some people think sometimes that they're too old to give organs. But as he was injured and admitted to the hospital, it became my responsibility to ask and ensure that the steps that needed to happen began to occur so he could be a donor. And that meant keeping him alive for about 36 hours after he was pronounced brain dead and we said our goodbyes. So there was no cost to keep him alive for that time period for him to be an organ donor. Now, I say that because some people believe the family pays to donate the organs. Now, when I received his hospital bill months and months later, I was charged for items and services that occurred after he was pronounced, and I had to go to the hospital and explain that someone needed to look at the bill because it was incorrect. But I had to be the one to step up and ask and put forth the notion that things needed to start occurring so we could prep for donation. And that meant there were certain things that had to happen to him from a health perspective and what could happen, you know, if they started to wean him off of certain drugs that were helping to keep him alive. So I want people to understand that organ donation works. We donated my husband's kidneys, his liver, his lungs, his pancreas, his corneas. There was some tissue involved. And I have to tell you that even though I've only heard from two of the recipients, and there were 8 people who received tissue or organs from my husband, one lady received a knee ligament, and she wrote me the nicest letter and told me she was thankful because she had 2 young children and now she could walk. That gave my family a lot of joy. Now, was it hard? Yes, it was hard when he died. But I have to tell you that donating his organs was not a difficult decision for me or my daughters or my son-in-laws. I knew there were people out there on the transplant list who would benefit from my husband's organs. We as a family had a chance to make a difference in someone's life. And many people do not ever discuss organ donation with their family, but one donor can save 8 lives. I have since met my husband's lung recipient. She is a wonderful human being who is so thankful for the 3.5 years that she now has had since she received the transplant. She is living a full life. She was able to see a grandchild born. And just having the opportunity to meet her and hug her and see her breathing with my husband's lungs in her chest was one of the most moving moments that I've had since he passed away. You have to think about talking with your family, your friends. Make your wishes known. Don't hesitate. Put the word out that you want to be an organ donor and raise awareness. Many states have the opportunity for you to mark organ donation on your driver's license. That is a fantastic way to let others know of your intention, but talk about it with your family. If you have questions, I encourage you to visit the United Network for Organ Sharing, UNOS. They have extensive information on their website about how to match, how organs are matched, what happens with the deceased, what happens with the living recipient, patient safety, and they are the ones that are ensuring that organ transplant is done properly. They are the ones who consider organ matching and allocation and, you know, what needs to happen with waiting lists and the challenges with some people not being able to get organs because they wait a long time. I have to tell you that I view what we went through as a story of hope. Life is a gift, and we gave Denise a second set of lungs, a chance for a continued life, a chance to still be with her family and friends. I've been serving on the Lung Transplant Committee for UNOS for the past 6 months, and I've been astounded at how they develop policy, the thought process, and the rationale for organ distribution, and the policies around all of the various organs and what happens with this process. It is not for faint of heart, but what I can tell you with full assurance and not a doubt in my mind, when my husband died, we made the best decision we could have at the time. Giving someone a chance at life and taking the bad that had happened to us and the tragedy and turning it into a positive for another family. Please consider signing up as an organ donor. Talk about it with your family. Look into organ donation. Get the word out on social media and get involved. Learn about the organ matching process because you will be amazed at what really goes into organ donation and the statistics around waiting list and how long some people actually wait for an organ. I hope my husband's death helped other people to be able to live because he lives through them in my mind. And after I had the chance to meet the person who received his lungs, I saw with my own eyes what organ donation is all about. Think about it, talk to your family, and sign up to be an organ donor today. You've been listening to Kelly to the Core. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.